Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here. I want to talk to you about force in preaching. This past Lord's Day, I had the privilege of being the guest minister in the congregation of one of my former students. After preaching, one of the members of the congregation came to me and said, "Thank you for your sermon. I appreciate the force with which you made your presentation. We don't see that in preaching much anymore." I think that particular parishioner is correct. We don't see force in preaching the way we should. Of course, force comes from the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the one who takes the Word of God and pierces the hearts of men and women. Listen, if you would, to Psalm 45 and verse 5. Psalm 45 speaks about Christ. Listen to verse 5. "Your arrows are sharp. The peoples fall under you. Your arrows are in the heart of the king's enemy." Yes, the Word of God should pierce the heart as arrows from the quiver of the Savior. And as we preach, preaching with force brings the Word of God home to the hearts of individuals. And it is the Holy Spirit that does this. W.G.T. Shedd makes an arresting statement in connection with this very idea of force. He says, "Man's strength is in God, and the mind's strength is in truth." Yes, man's strength is in God, and the mind's strength is in truth. The strength of the man comes from the Holy Spirit. The strength of the mind, connecting with the minds of individuals in the congregation, springs from the truth of God, and the minister ought to have the truth of God burning in his heart so that he can present that truth with force. And when he does so, and he does so with simplicity and plainness, the truth comes home to the hearts of men and women in the congregation. There is a prodigious strength. There is a prodigious power in plainness, says W.G.T. Shedd. Listen to the exact quote. "There is prodigious power in this plainness of presentation. It is the power of actual contact. A plain writer or speaker makes the truth and the mind impinge upon each other. When the style is plain, the mind of the hearer experiences the sensation of being touched. And this sensation is always impressive, for a man starts when he is touched." It's like coming up unexpectedly behind an individual and reaching out and touching them on the shoulder. They start. And when the preaching of the Word of God comes with force and plainness, the heart is touched, and there is a sensation of being touched. This is what Shedd has to say. And this, of course, means that there is force that comes in the preaching. Here is another quote from Shedd. He says, "The principle, perhaps the sole cause of success of the radical preacher of the present day with his audience, is his force." Yes, force in preaching is of importance. He is a man of one lone idea. And if this happens to be a great and fundamental one, as it sometimes does, it is apprehended upon one of its sides only. As a consequence, he is an intense man, a forcible man. His utterances, says Shedd, his utterances penetrate. And it's this idea of penetration that we're talking about. Force in preaching comes with a penetrating power. It is the arrow of the gospel that penetrates the heart. Shedd goes on to say, "It is this penetrating quality, then, which renders discourse effective." The preacher must come with some force in his preaching, and it's not inconsequential that Shedd speaks about the truth of God coming in one principle being set forth by the preacher. I go back to my idea of the one-point sermon. You may listen to this in a previous video. This is quite important, and in the next video, I'm going to discuss the critiques that come against the idea of the one-point sermon. But for now, let it be known that when you come with that one central point with plainness, and your mind and heart burn with that one central idea, you may reach out to the congregation and touch the hearts of the people. Here is the idea that comes from Calvin. T.H.L. Parker says the same thing in speaking about Calvin. Listen to a couple of quotes. "If anyone thinks that when the Word of God is preached, the air is being beaten with an empty sound, he is quite wrong. It is a living reality and full of hidden energy, which leave no part of a man untouched." So says Calvin, and I think he is correct. The pastor reaches out and touches the hearts of men and women with the Word of God. And with force and energy, the heart of the individual feels the power of the Word of God. Here is another quote from Calvin. This comes from his sermon on 2 Timothy 1 and verse 2. Listen to Calvin once again. "It is certain that if we come to church, we shall not hear only a mortal man speaking, but we shall feel, even by his secret power, that God is speaking to our souls, that he is the teacher. He so touches us that the human voice enters into us and so profits us that we are refreshed and nourished by it." Yes, the Word of God touches those who hear, and it comes with force to the hearts of men and women so that they turn to Christ and learn of Him. Oh, dear preacher of the Word of God, think about preaching with force. This is part of the style of preaching you ought to embrace. Yes, I say again, that preaching with force comes from the Holy Spirit. But when you embrace the truth of God in Scripture and set it forth because it is burning in your heart, you set it forth with some force, and that truth then impinges upon the mind and the hearts of individuals in the congregation, and they feel the force of the truth of the Word of God. This is indeed an important aspect of preaching with force. Thanks for listening.